House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs.
Tonight we're going to have this censure motion go forward on a vote. Then the rest of the week there's a number of hearings scheduled that are closed door behind, you know, this continuation of this Stalinesque Soviet style impeachment inquiry.
The Arizona Republican was speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Wish I had someone to call on the phone. Now I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home. Letters, never a letter. I get no letters in the mail. I've been forgotten. Yeah, forgotten. Oh, how I wonder, how is it I fail?